I know who it is. The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Tyrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay late, dog. One.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the funkiest website on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 132. I'm your man, Sawright, a.k.a. Fuck the Police. I'm sitting here with my partner, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. I'm Ebola free. I just got my Ebola test. I'm good.
You got the shot at the Walgreens?
Yeah, exactly. So you can take your mask off while listening to this podcast. You don't have to.
Hey, you might have to keep your condom on. This show is not STD free.
Yeah.
It's Ebola free. That's how it goes, man. You know how we do. We start the episode talking about the Fro Fantasy League and football in general. How did the Tom Brown Panthers do this week?
Well, this was, last week we had a bye and, we had a week and a half. We were playing the number one team that averaged, 48 points a game. Hadn't given up a point all year. And, So, we was going against the fucking legacy team. And, I prepared my guys, they had me believing in them, the night before the game, the day of the game, I didn't get any sleep, typical night for me, get for a game, nervous. We get there to the stadium, my boys, they're loose, but not too loose, not uptight. I'm really believing them. Then my starting middle linebacker / center / running back, he doesn't have his helmet. So I'm just like, okay, his mom's going to get it. We can make it, till she get back. A backup center, the first snap goes over the quarterback's head into the end zone, 7-0. And a little 7-0. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, okay, that's nothing. Let's go. Let's go back again. Offense comes out there, three and out, we punt the ball, they come down, run a jet sweep. They go right at my little guy. They run straight at him. Touchdown again on the edge. So I was just like, guys, man, this is not, we practice everything that we practice is what we told you was going to see. So why are you acting like, anyway, long story short, we got to ask this kid. One thing, they didn't score 48 on us, so we kept them out at the 48, but we didn't score either, so their scoreless streak is still intact. And we're now searching for our identity. My guys, they want to be tough guys at practice, but then when we play the other teams, they turn into, how do I say this, pussies? And the parents, the parents, this is what I want to say. I know none of the parents are probably listening. If you are, this is for you. If you look at the teams that we lose to, look at the coaches of that team. Look how the coaches interact with their players. Okay, now look at our team. Look at the teams that's like us, and look how the parents, look how the coaches interact with the kids. It's a difference. You know why? Because the teams that win, the parents let the coaches coach. The teams that want to be fucking, it's all about fun. The parents complaining about how you talk to the kids and how it might have hurt a kid feelings, and it's fucking football, parents. Your kid feelings gonna get hurt. As long as I'm out there calling him a sorry son of a bitch, if I'm sitting there and say, hey man, come on man, Equal, you playing like some, y'all playing like some losers today. A parent called me because one of my coaches said, y'all are playing like some losers.
That, like a phone call complaining.
Phone call complaining after a game that we just got beat 40-0.
Yeah, he said, y'all were losing.
We were playing like some losers. Exactly. And I wanted to tell her so bad. I wanted to tell her bad. So were you not at the game tonight? Did you see what I see? Did you see the line just act like just Olan, like turning to bullfighters? Like, did you see? Like, I mean, that shit was horrible. I was just like, why did I say y'all don't practice like this? What happened? Yesterday at practice, a lot of them, I guess they thought I was going to run them to death yesterday at practice. But no, that's a waste of practice. Like, we don't need conditioning. what I'm saying?
Right.
We need back to the basics. Let's go to blocking and tackling, since that's what y'all fucking lack. So that's all we did all day yesterday at practice. Probably what we're going to do today, probably going to install one play. And the rest of the time, we're going to block and tackle until they then Monday, we going straight past. Like, no more light days for us no more. Like, we're not, before a game, we're going helmets and we're going full year. Like, fuck it. because these boys need to toughen up, and the parents need to toughen up also. So that's the you know. So we're still 1-2, but the this good thing is we're still alive because the team that we just played, they play like it's two undefeated teams playing each other next week. So one of them got to lose. Yeah. Then we get to play the loser of that game again. And all we got to do is win out. We'll be 4-2. We could possibly back our way in. Not back, but we can. If we win out, we could possibly still make the championship game. So, you know, we just need some help. And you know.
Go ahead and get them, coach.
Yeah, so, you know, it is what it is.
You got to call in the ringer, man. You got to get somebody out there, you know. Get B.E.Z. out there. I mean, he's taller than other kids, but he about the same weight. Get B.E.Z. out there.
B.E.Z. make weight. I got a 130-pound limit. B.E.Z. will make weight. Might have to get him to shave or some shit before the game, but other than that, he'll make weight.
I don't know. I mean, he could be like on the league, man. Just say that, you know, he's going in for it.
I claimed him off the waiver wire. I'm like, yo, who is this kid? I claimed him off the waiver wire.
Claimed him off the waiver wire, man. He's our new ringer, quarterback, receiver, running back. The whole nine.
B.E.Z. going to play. He want to live his lifelong dream. I don't know if y'all know this about B.E.Z. people, but his whole life playing football is to play defensive end. He said when he played football, he told the coach he wanted to be a defensive end. Of course, B.E.Z. probably weighed like 40 pounds, and no coach could put him at defensive end because, you know, who's going to have an end that weighs 40 pounds, you know? So every time he does Madden, he creates somebody. It's a defensive end that's, you know, a beast. And right now he'll tell you, oh, that defensive end now, he's about to win the MVP. You know, I'm just like, but B.E.Z. is like,
but is he like tall and skinny? He's like a tall and skinny dude.
I'm sure it is, because that's the only – when you play Madden against B.E.Z., he only plays with the end, the left end at that. You know what I'm saying? That's the only guy he plays with. yeah.
Hell no. Nah. Hey, we all going to PS4, man, so you got to get your PS4 up.
Nah, I never did. I already did a PlayStation thing in my life, and I'm never going back, son. I'm Xbox till I die. I got the Xbox tattoo, son. I got a green X tattooed on my motherfucking arm, man.
Fuck that Xbox One, man. I got that shit, and it's terrible. It never let me log in. Motherfucker just cut on when it want to. Cut off when it want to, man. Fuck that Xbox shit.
Hey, but anyway. You bought it too soon, man.
Is that what happened? Too soon?
He got the Xbox Ones and the PS4s on deck for the $275 in the box.
In the box?
In the box.
We're going to have to talk after the show.
We'll talk, Saul.
We have to talk.
Look, he in the Pro Fans Group. You can talk to him, man.
Oh, yeah? Now, hold up, man. This ain't El Pollo, is it?
No.
I was going to say, if it's El Pollo, he going to send me a box of shit. I already know how that goes. It'd be a PS shit. That's what it'd be.
I'm sorry. I hope you didn't think he was going to get that.
Right. He sent me a PS1 and a PS4 box. But like, I hope you didn't think he's going to get the real good deal.
I sent you 4 PS1s.
That's probably, and he'll tape them together and shit. That's probably what he'd do for me, man. Speaking of the league, what's going on, man? Who's in first place? I know, don't give us the full breakdown because I know you got the article going. But.
Well, this week, the new number one team is Go Hard 420. You know, so he claims we don't get the respect he deserves. But like I told him, this is a marathon, not a sprint. We've had a different first place person every week. And this year week, he so happens to go against the juggernaut, which is me. And so I'm going to knock him out. You know, and amid the controversy that happened last week, I just want to clear it up, clear the air. No matter what it looks like, people, the doc did not lay down for her husband. She was out of town. She just forgot to, you know, set her roster. Did I forget to remind her? Of course I did. But we was playing each other. So why would I call her up? Even though you out of town having fun with your family, you know, it's homecoming, you know, where she was. Like, she said she didn't think about her roster till 1 o'clock when she was sitting down watching football. And then it was too late. And so, yeah, she lost to me by, like, you know, a couple points. You know what I'm saying? Like 17 points, which, you know, she did have on the bench. She had that guy that erupted for 30. But who knew he was going to score that? And she didn't have Steven Ridley in there who scored 17, which would have gave her the win. And she didn't start a tight end. But both her tight ends were, like, Vernon Davis had 0, and the other tight end she had only got 0.6. So it wouldn't have made a difference. So it's the same thing. So, you know.
She just didn't manage her roster.
Manage her roster, yeah.
Yeah. God damn, man. Yeah, so we got Go Hard 420. Is that a rookie?
Yeah, he's a rookie. He thinks, like, I keep telling him, rookies do not win the title. He was like, man, no rookie has ever came in your league. And I said, stop it, man. It always happens, man. We got a rookie sensation, and then they just don't. They fail in the end.
Damn. Yeah. Well, y'all have to check out for the article, man. NappyAfro.com. Check out
tomorrow sometime.
Yeah, it'll be up after this probably. Yeah. But, you know, after you listen to this show, go right over there and check it out. We got a lot of bullshit going on this week. There's really no better way to segue into it than to talk about Drizzy Your Drizzy. Boy Drake, man. Drake out there getting pussy, man. He threw crying, he getting pussy, he fucking strippers. And allegedly
put salt in the game.
Allegedly he's threatening them motherfuckers too.
Bitch, who do you love? That's what I'm
So apparently Drake slept with a stripper named Johnny Blaze.
Johnny Blaze, a popular Houston stripper who was rumored to have twerked her. She was pregnant. This is what alleged. I mean, it comes out it went true, but I'm still going to tell the story like it was true. She was pregnant, and she was on stage twerking, and she twerked her baby out. She had an abortion on stage while she was twerking. This I don't. We probably talked about it on one Frocast before.
I'm pretty sure we did. I mean, it's 132.
But this is her. This is her. Yeah.
So she twerking and an arm came out and then a little baby leg.
The whole baby just fell out crying and everything.
Umbilical cord and everything, like bunch
all that. Juicy Man. Afterbirth, the sack and everything just poosh, on stage and everybody thought it was a trick or something, but no.
And so they still paid her.
I mean, they was tipping the baby and everything. They was like, God. They closed the stage now for a little bit and had, you know, to clean up everything, but you know. It was all good. And it just so happened to be a doctor in the audience that night. You know what I'm saying?
So he finished off the delivery.
Look, she was back on stage like 2 hours later.
Well, that's how you do, man. Johnny Blaze, this sounds like a motherfucking go-getter, man. Good job, Drake.
Yeah. She's not the cutest. She got a body, but, you know, all bodies today are skeptical. And she got that long oblong head. Like, this is like she got a long face and the little moon chin.
She got baby hair, though. Don't you? Like, ain't baby hair worth like 3 points on the fine scale?
Maybe back in your day, it's all right when girls wore the big earrings and the Reebok classics and shit.
Bamboo earrings, at least two pair, though.
Yeah, you know, the white Reebok classics, and they were happy with the 5411s, man. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, the booty socks with the little ball on the back and the tennis skirts.
Yeah, or the jelly little jelly shoes.
I never liked them jellies, man.
I don't care about girls' feet as it is. So, you know, as long as, you know, I just, you know, I don't.
But you women, care about the hair, but not the feet.
Yeah, I don't look at your feet, ladies. You can have tree trunks. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to touch them. Because don't worry about it.
You'll let them hit in socks.
What? Can, have, and will continue.
All right, we done got off track, man. So Drake apparently slept with the superstar stripper, Johnny Blaze.
Yes.
And afterwards, for whatever reason, his people threatened her about going public. Like, if you go public, we're going to fuck you up or we'll, you know, we'll cut your hair or something. I don't know what Drake's thugs do. But whatever it was. So she was apparently threatened, and then she went and told. So apparently, I guess the threat didn't work, right?
Maybe Canadian threats are not the same as American threats. You know what I mean? Because can you respect somebody to threaten you in a Canadian accent?
Okay, so they're going to say A. They might say A at the end. Don't tell anybody, eh? That's not.
You know, Canadian. He probably had a Canadian tuxedo on, chocolate store, you know, all that stuff. You know what Canadian tuxedo is, don't you?
What's a Canadian tuxedo, sir?
The jean jacket and the jeans. Like, it's like the whole denim. You got the denim pants and you got the denim. They call it Canadian tuxedo.
That is the worst shit ever, nigga.
That's what they call it, man.
You're not going to shit on our Canadian listeners right now. I have been to Vancouver. It's a beautiful city. You're not going to.
Hey, look, Vancouver is nice. I heard Vancouver that, hey, I would go there. But, you know, I'm not about the poutine or whatever have you said. I don't, you know.
Poutine,
I'm not,
man.
Yeah, I'm not cultured enough to even want to know. You know, y'all put, what is it, cheese and french fries and gravy? What the fuck
is
that?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Cheese, gravy. I never had it. I've just seen it, like, for whatever reason, the Food Network covers it every other fucking episode. They got some poutine something. So, yeah, fries, gravy, cheese, some other bullshit.
I mean, I could deal with fries. But then the time I went to Canada and we ate some food, man, no seasoning at all. You know, maybe because I'm from the South. And you know what I'm saying? But we was walking around Toronto. Nice city, man. But, you know, it was just like, I'm not impressed. It's too cold up there, man.
I don't know. I want to get to Toronto, man. Damn, you've been to Toronto, too? Darn, where have you been? You've been everywhere. You've been to Toronto. Mexico.
Went to Windsor, Ontario. Went to Toronto. Where else have I been? Been to Mexico. I mean, you know, that's just the extent of my travels, man. I don't like when to get too far from the United States, man. I told you, man.
We got to get you to Africa, bro.
Fuck no. Have you heard what's going on in Africa?
What's going on in Africa, Jer? What's the problem?
Okay, allegedly. Now, this is from my ISIS-fearing friend at work.
Oh, shit.
He told me that this little Ebola outbreak that's going on, that some black man started, they got through, I don't know how they let his sick ass in America. We talked about it a couple episodes ago. But apparently, this sick motherfucker is starting an epidemic. And Ebola, if you don't know what it is, look it up, because it's crazy.
I thought you were about to let him know.
Yeah, Ebola is some disease that you get only with the passing of bodily fluid. So I'm guessing spit, nut, blood, vomit, mucus, anything like that, and the passing of bodily fluid. This is how you, when you come in contact with this person, and then it's like, you don't start feeling it. And the person is contagious. If you get, oh, it's like within 21 days, it's some crazy shit. And so now some man, he got it. He died from it. Somebody else that he came in contact with got it. They don't know. They can't find all the people that he came in contact with. So shit is getting crazy. Now, this is what I heard from my ISIS fearing friend. He said that it's been reported that at least three of the people in Africa that died from Ebola have came back to life like zombies, nigga. I said, get the fuck out of here.
Here we go with this shit.
Listen, it's going down. People, The Walking Dead is turning real, man. When niggas start coming to zombies, man, what you gonna do, Star? Right? That shit crazy as fuck, man.
I gotta think that I can outrun a dead motherfucker.
It's all right.
I'm just guessing.
The fact that it is a dead nigga that's still living is what? I'm not, man. Listen, time.
He can't be up to full capacity, bro.
I don't care. He just because he's at capacity, man. Look, think about that. Oh my god.
But he's dead though. I gotta be able to look. I'm fat. I'm not in shape. I gotta be able to outrun a dead nigga.
It's all right, man. But just when it's like 1,000, it might be like, what if Usain Bolt wanted a dead nigga? You ain't gonna outrun him, because even I think a dead Usain Bolt could catch me running. Like, you know.
Come on, yeah, man. But then who the fuck gonna catch Usain Bolt to give him the Ebola? It's a catch 22.
I mean, you gonna have to catch him when I don't know what you do. Like, man, cause we don't know. Like, if the, and let's be real, Star, right? This is a man made shit here. This is a man made shit. I think that the fucking Illuminati went to Africa.
Oh shit, the Illuminati dropped the,
yes, they dropped the Ebola bomb somewhere. They put it in the fucking the packages of food that we got to send to Africa every month because they don't have food over there. They put it in that shit and it's just spreading like wildfire. Like, I don't know why all this shit always, I mean, come to Africa, but you know. My ISIS fear friend told me it's because the Africans always want to, you know, touch their dead, and that's how they get diseases, because they always want to fuck with the dead and shit like that. They don't properly, you know, do away with the body, so you got all this airborne bullshit going around there. So, you know, that's why I don't want to go, people. It's like, you know, I don't know. I'm sorry, man. I can't.
Is your ISIS fearing friend white or black?
He's a Caucasoid.
Is this the same one that told you that the Kansas City Royals were?
No, this is not. This is not. This
so
is
you
not.
You got another dumb white motherfucker that you work with.
This one is a very, I mean, he's a strong right wing, like, you know, Obama hating, you know, Republican, whatever you call it, GO. Like, he is a, he worked for, who is he worked for, the governor? Who is that he said he worked for? He worked for Jeb Bush when he was governor down here.
You might have a fucking grand wizard that you work with.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Like, this motherfucker, and that's why it's like, so one day at work, like, that's the one I got into an argument with, when I said, I don't talk politics at work no more, man, because one day we was sitting there and fucking was watching the news on TV in the break room, and, you know, and Obama came with it. He's like, somebody said, anybody catch the last little speech, what he did, State of the Union, whatever, the last little speech Obama did on TV. He was like, yeah, and then then this little crate gun-toting white dude, he brings his gun to work, son. He was like, yeah, Obama, he doesn't know what he's doing. He just went stupid. Like, he was like, I mean, he just told ISIS his whole strategy right there online. How you gonna just, you know, he just got going off, and then, you know, he just started speaking about Obama, and then like, I was the only black person in there, so then they started hating on Obama. So I felt like I had to defend the nigga. Like, you know, I hate him. Yeah, you know, I don't fuck with him. I don't hate the nigga, but I don't fuck with him like that. Not to the point where I would defend him in a room full of blacks. No, but if a room full of whites, I'm like, yo, I gotta defend the nigga Obama. So nigga was like, they were saying some stupid shit. Like, I mean, you could tell he a Muslim. I mean, he went to a church. That church. I said, well, okay, first of all, I said, why would a Muslim go to a church? I said, that don't make any sense. I said, if he's a Muslim, why would he go to church? I was like, y'all not, you know what I'm saying, feeling what y'all saying right here. Then he was like, I mean, look at his name. His name says it all. I said, what does that got to do with anything? I mean, his name. I mean, and so then it was like, I mean, it got to the point where my ears got hot, because I've never been. And like, it was just like, they were just saying some bullshit. And I was just like, dog, man. And I was just like, yo, I'm not even going. And the dude was like, why are you defending him? Why are you defending him? I was just like, really? Really? Like, I mean, he's the obvious one to defend. Yeah, but so, you know, that was okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to take a left turn on the forecast, but talk about how, you know.
I mean, that's all right. That's what we do here, man. So the guy's name is Thomas Eric Duncan. Mm. He allegedly had family that he was visiting in Texas. Mm. and came back, went to the hospital because he felt sick. They sent his ass back home. He came back like 2 days later, and then that's when they found out he had Ebola and all this shit. So
I mean, how do you run an Ebola test? I mean, nobody knows about this shit.
Like, no idea how you run the test, bro. None.
This is some real shit. Like, people don't understand. Hey, yo, stay woke. Like the guys say, stay woke. This is some real shit, people. Like, they, hey, The Purge, y'all think that movie was just a movie, man. This shit is for real, man.
It's gotta be, if I'm looking at the hospital, there's certain things you gotta ask when a motherfucker go in. Like, I don't know about anybody else, but I've gone to the ER because I felt sick. And they ask you everything, nigga. So when this dude said, yeah, you know, I felt fine, I just came back from Africa, whoa.
I would have shot that nigga on sight. Alright, so you know, he said that. Pow, they were like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's actually a Republican governor who said that shit. He said everybody who tests for Ebola should be put down right there.
I can't believe man, look at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, wow. That's you. But yeah, so once you get to that question, the motherfucker said they just came back. You know what I'm saying? He's like, all right, maybe we need to check some other shit. You don't send them home. And then you send the motherfucker home, and then he come back and he got Ebola. So now y'all trying to quarantine his family. His family's been quarantined for like 20 days in their apartment or a hotel, whatever the fuck, whatever his family is. They've been quarantined. Then they're trying to track down the flights that he was on and monitor the people that he was flying with. They won't tell the people where he flew with. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all fucked up. They're saying he could have traveled in through Atlanta. He could have traveled through D.C. They're just giving various places, but they won't be specific about anything.
How the hell was so he didn't wasn't feeling any symptoms during the ride and nothing like? I mean, like, so what the fuck was he doing over there? They he caught Ebola. Like, I just want to know, like, man. So, like, I swear to God, if I ever went to Africa, man, I would be the shadiest nigga. Like, they'd be like, "Yo, why is this nigga walking around here like that?" I mean, I would have like, I mean, a condom on. I had like the rubber. I'd be looking like Walt about to cook a batch. Walking around that motherfucker. I mean, I'm just telling you, man. No, I just want to go. I'm sorry. I just want to go.
You got to go. I mean, look, it's just...
Would you go to Africa, so all right? Tell the truth.
My deterrent for going to Africa has nothing to do with the people or the virus or anything like that. I can't imagine a 20-plus hour flight. Sounds like hell to me.
I could do that, man. But, I mean, the flight, because I'm going to Amsterdam one day. You know
I'm going to Africa, too. It's going to happen.
I'm going to Amsterdam. I'm going to
Africa, man. My best friend, he's renewing his wedding vows down there, so I'm already on the
clock.
What
part of Africa are you going, man?
I think it's in Ghana. I think we're going to Ghana.
Damn, I'm about to do the forecast by myself from now. we lost GQ Blue. He out here. We're going to lose all right, man. God damn, man. God, don't let this happen, man. Lord have mercy. Shit.
You're stupid, man. I got like 4 years. So we got to, you know, pump out double forecast before we go. But yeah, like, man, this is some bullshit. They say that there was a flaw in the computer system that didn't match him up with the symptoms and all this shit. So in the meantime,
of course,
they gave him an experimental drug that was supposed to help. And it didn't help. It worked on the rats. It didn't work on the person.
I'm not a fucking rat, motherfucker.
Exactly. So he's dead, and now they're calling it a schism. The schism chance have started because two white people had Ebola and they got cured.
Hey,
the black person gets Ebola, he dies. So the chant is schism is out there, bro. It has started. The conspiracy theory has started.
Look, because the white person didn't really have Ebola. They're like, we ain't doing that shit, bitch. Like, what? It's like, it's something in our genes. We can't catch it. Like, it ain't
them niggas had the flu. They ain't had no fucking Ebola. Just like Magic ain't got AIDS. That's another topic for another show, man. Yeah. That's another topic for another show. Y'all stay Ebola free. Maybe this will slow y'all down from fucking raw. Yeah. I mean, it's body fluids. I know some of y'all is out here, like we said before on the last show.
Now y'all niggas, y'all ass eaters and shit. Y'all better chill out.
You get that Ebola and that E. coli. Y'all slow the fuck down. Shit, y'all don't want both of them problems, for real. Speaking of niggas with problems, your auntie was acting up today, bruh.
What's my auntie, sorry?
You don't know about your auntie, man?
No, please tell me.
Oh, okay. So your auntie sent her kid to school, sent your little cousin to school.
Okay.
Hickory Tree Lane. You know what I'm saying? It's Hickory Tree Child Care Center. Apparently your cousin was passing out little baggies.
It might have been his birthday or something like this, all right. You got to hear both sides.
He was hooking them up. Yeah, I mean, it's good. It was definitely, you know, shout out to the Seuss. Or is it Jesus?
Jesus, man, like Jesus.
I keep saying the Seuss. It's always going to be the Seuss.
Hey, y'all, man. Y'all motherfuckers kill me with that. He said his name so many times.
Even on our intro, it's Jesus, but It's just not right. It's the
suit. Yes, it is. Just gotta reprogram yourself, man.
I can't do it, man. I can't do it. I mean, I'm going to Ghana. What do I know? Yeah. So there's he's no passing out the bag. He's passing out the baggage. You know, he's sharing. Sharing is caring. Only problem is what he was passing out.
Was he passing out? Sorry, probably tree bags for the kids.
Nah, let me go ahead and say it like your grandfather probably said. He passing out the heroin.
Oh, not the heroin.
And heroin, bro. He passing out little baggies of heroin to the
kids. Little Frank Lucas. He probably watching American Gangster or something. He just like, yo, fuck it, man. How old is this little kid?
Hey, man, this motherfucker is four.
Four? Yo, 4-year-old passing out baggies of heroin.
Check out heroin. Check out how many he got from your Auntie Ashley.
How many he had?
249 bags.
He had 249 bags. This is the motherfucker that was supplying Philip Seymour Hoffman. God damn.
So he took apparently they both got SpongeBob SquarePants backpacks. He just grabbed the wrong SpongeBob on the way out the door and passed out. Now 249 is an odd number. Somebody got a bag and got out.
It's
probably 250 bags.
That's what he had to share. Sharing is caring. He took one. He's like,
Somebody got that good candy for lunch.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so your auntie Ashley Toll is about to do some time, bro. She's 30 years old. It's about to be a wrap for her.
Question. What state was it in? I'm crossing my fingers.
I don't know, actually.
There's a chance it could be Florida.
There is a chance. I mean, this is Shelbyville. Where's Shelbyville?
It was Delaware. Whew. North got to take this one.
Delaware getting riled too? Damn.
That's fucked up, man. Like heroin, that's not a southern drug. We don't do heroin in the South.
So they have regional drugs.
Yes, heroin is very regional. Like that's like the Northeast and shit. Like, you know, we down here, we on pills and shit in the South.
Who's on crack?
No, I don't know. Listen, if you see a crackhead, people, please take a picture of them and add us on Instagram at Nappy Afro. I think crackheads are extinct because I don't think nobody sell crack anymore. So if you see a crackhead, and this is not just somebody you think is a crackhead, but this motherfucker got to be like a 92 era crackhead, like one of them. Take a picture at Nappy Afro, tag us on Instagram or Twitter, however you get it. I want to see it because I think crackheads are extinct.
You might be right. I haven't seen a crackhead since like 90.
I don't even know no niggas that sell crack. Like, I don't know none of my niggas that sell crack. Like, no, I know niggas that sell. But niggas be like, yo, I never hear nobody be like, yo, man, I got more of this crack than Krills. I don't never hear nobody say that no more.
Maybe it's because crack is not the cool drug. You can't, you can sell weed and it's all right.
Yeah, you can say any drug, but crack, like, no. Like, niggas, like, I think niggas got the message about crack. Like, they was just like, man, no, crack is whack.
I was watching that show Drugs, and they were interviewing. You know, have you ever seen that show?
Of course.
All right, so they interviewing the dude, and he's selling. I think he was selling heroin, mm-hmm. And he was like, you know, the heroin game is getting better, you know, because crack, you know, that crack is bad for the community. This heroin is where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
So even the heroin's looking down on the crack addicts, man.
He's like, what are you doing, crack? Yeah. Didn't you get the picture? Like nobody smokes crack no more. Like crack is whack.
This is the racist in me was about to give her props for being 30 and only having a 4-year-old.
Okay.
But she also has a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Mm.
So she got 3 kids. So I think they all distributed. It's basically where I'm going with this.
Hey, but let me ask you a question. If the little man had 279 bags, they said it was about 3 grams. 249 bags. And they said it was like 3 grams. Like, I'm thinking, like, how much goddamn... How much heroin must be expensive? Because what are you getting in a bag? And I wonder how much is the bag. Like, what are you probably getting 0.1 in a bag or something for $30? Like, it might be some money in heroin. Like, man, I might need to start getting heroin in the South. I'm not saying I would do anything. I did not meet a respectable guy in the community like me. But I'm just saying, like, if I was an entrepreneur and, you know, and I didn't have any way out, I would think about that route. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm just saying, you gotta do better, man. You know, if you're gonna sell heroin and you're gonna raise kids, keep your heroin out of kids' reach. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly, man.
This shit is out of hand. Ashley Tull of Shelbyville, good luck, man. I don't know what else to say. Do you wish her good luck? Because she kind of fucked up, right?
I mean, you know, you always tell a soldier hold their head, man, when they're going locked up, man. You know, you just tell them hold their head.
I don't know if you can even tell her that. You got 3 kids and you sling it. Like, she's obviously selling. You don't use 249 back to heroin. So, Yeah, I don't think we tell her to hold her head or no shit. She's going to jail, bro. And I'm not putting none on her books.
No GoFundMe for her, man.
I can't do that, man. I can't do that. Good luck to the kids, man. Shit. Yeah. That's a rough life. Speaking of kids in a rough life, now I don't even know how to say this place name. Is it Sayreville?
It sounds good to me.
It's all fucked up. Fuck saying the name right.
Yeah. New Jersey.
New Jersey, that's enough. That works. It's Jersey, son. Yeah. I played high school football. We didn't have hazing. Now, I did go to a little private school. You know what I'm saying? The entire school had 350 students. So we didn't have hazing. What about you? When you went to high school, did you play football?
Yes.
Did you have hazing in the locker room, allegedly?
No hazing, nothing harmful or nothing like that. We might have freshman Friday where, you know, seniors just sit there and punch you and beat you up or something like that on Fridays. But, you know, ain't like beat you up in your head, like punch you on your shoulders and, you know, like, you know, niggas be, you know, wrestling, you know, like camaraderie type shit where, you know, but it wasn't nothing where, you know, niggas wasn't pulling nobody pants down. Nobody was nothing, you know, like, you know, none of that white boy shit, you know, that jackass shit, you know what I'm saying? None of that.
It's pretty interesting you say that you know, pulling pants down, white boy, jackass shit. Yeah. This high school team apparently had a hazing ritual where they'd be in the locker room after practice and one of the seniors would howl. I guess that's their wolf is their mascot or some shit. And then the lights would go out. After the lights went out, they would pick up the target off his feet, hold him in the air, pull his football pants down, underwear down, and stick a finger in his ass. And then they would take the finger and put it in his mouth. Now, I don't know what fucking school this is, but there's a couple questions I have to this whole situation. Number one, how the fuck did this happen more than once? That's my first question.
How did it become a ritual?
How did this become a thing to do, and it can happen more than once with one team?
Listen, like, how did this become a ritual? Like, yo, who was like, yo, you know what we gotta do? We gotta pull somebody out. Let's hold him down, stick your fingers in his ass, and stand him up. What? Like, what is that? Like, who? I'm sorry.
More questions. Who volunteered to be the finger?
Yes. Like, what made the finger? Like, why? Like, oh, God.
Who volunteered to keep holding this nigga?
When the locker room antics turn like that, man, that shit's bad. Like, I don't understand why people cross the line. Like, I never wanted to tease nobody to the point where, like, even when I see niggas rob niggas, they be like, yo, take your pants off. Walk down the street butt naked. Like, what? You know how you see the videos where niggas be like, when niggas be robbing niggas and shit, and like niggas get robbed and they be like, yo, strip down butt naked. What you making me strip naked for? You took all my money and walked down the street. You know, that one video where dude did something, he fought him, he stole something, he took his clothes off and made him walk down in the hood, walk down the street. Now I'm just like, why would you do that? Like,
I think I'd have to take a bullet that day. Yeah, I'm not going to be robbed and naked.
I mean, and then I'm like, why are you making me walk down the street naked? Like, what enjoyment are you getting out of this, man? Like, you know, like, I just don't get it, man. So,
apparently, I guess, you know, if you get your finger in the ass a couple times, it's time to tell. Yeah. So somebody told their parent. Parent comes to the school to tell. And apparently this has been going on more than once. So not only has it happened more than once with the football team, this happened routinely with the same team. I think somebody like getting the finger in the ass or somebody like fingering the ass. And they just got other people involved. Cause this is some bullshit.
This is horrible. Like, I just don't get it. Like, why? I mean, this is sad. You know, because I mean, come on, man. Like, you know, me as a father who got a son that's gonna be, you know, be playing like school sports and men, like, that's what they doing. I'm be like, yo, I'm about to pull them out, son. I'm like, nah, man. You know, you let me know something like this going on, man. Cause no. But my son, he's gonna be a big kid anyway, so. He's gonna take a couple and hold him down.
Yeah, somebody should have got their ass whooped. Like, if it didn't happen that day, after, you know, maybe you were disgusted because you just got shit in your own mouth. Maybe that threw you off for a day. I mean, but the next day in practice, somebody getting fucked up.
Yeah. So, okay. As far as did anything happen to the football team?
The season's canceled.
Season canceled.
Season's canceled. It's fucking over. So you just got your finger in the ass for no reason.
I mean,
it's done. It's done because the players were complicit They didn't have a problem with it. The motherfucker told, and now the season's over. So all that shit, all those 2-a-days y'all did for the summer, the summer that you gave up, all this time after school, all this bullshit that you gave up is over because you want to make a nigga smell, taste his own shit. And you want to stick your finger in somebody else's ass. And you want to howl. And this is ridiculous. And the team couldn't have been black. If you in a room with a bunch of black people and the lights go out, we find a way to get out.
Niggas are swinging.
Immediately. Immediately. It's some ass whoopings and some glass broken. Yeah, we don't stick around for that shit.
Know, and then we don't do the little, you know, we don't play around naked and shit. Like, I'm black. I've never seen none of my homeboys naked. Like, white boys, y'all got this shit on lock, man. Ain't nothing wrong with them. Y'all are comfortable with your sexuality that y'all can sit there and punch. Like, y'all punch each other in the nuts for fun. Like, I don't get that shit. Like, I've seen this white dude do it to a dude at work, and I'm just like, we ain't fucking work. Y'all punch each other in the nuts. Like, shit's ridiculous.
White people definitely play different. They play way different.
And we don't play like that. And it's so, like, shit like this, man, it had to be all white school because there's no way there was any niggas around and shit like this went down.
Well, the mother that was talking to the team that was, you know, explaining.
Please, all right, don't do this to me. Say, all right, come on, man. No.
Maybe he got a white daddy, but the mama black.
Oh.
The mama, and his name, his name is Dylan Thillett. I don't know.
Hey, daddy's white. Thillett? Oh, yeah. It could be black. And Thillett, he black. You know what I'm saying? But if it's Thillett, he white.
It's just spelled. It could be Thillett. I don't know. His name is Dylan, spelled with a Y. I think, you know, black folks, we would have spelled it D-I-L-Y or some shit. I don't know. But the mother, she looking real black right here. So I don't know, bro. I know this is fucked up, though. Allegedly, do the Tom Brown Panthers have any hazing rituals for the new people?
Hell no.
Of course
not. No, of course not.
Y'all don't even make the new people carry all the helmets and no shit like that?
I mean, nah. Because most time the turnover rate is more new kids than it is turnover. So.
It'd be like one nigga that's a veteran and shit.
Yeah, I got 1 3-year, a couple 2 years. Yeah, I got 1 3-year. Got 4 or 5 2-years. You know what I'm saying? My son would have been a 4-year if he would have been there. You know what I'm saying? But he said he's going to try to make it next year, so he's going to have to lose some weight. So he said he want to play next year. But, you know,
yeah, this shit. And I'm steady reading about this as a report, you know, because we research around here. That's what we do on nappyafro.com, the forecast. They would lift him up in the air, and they would stick the finger in his ass while he's in the air. And this happened multiple times during the week. So, like, if I'm reading this report right, this could have happened right after practice, and then they set him down, and everybody's laughing and joking, and then they do it again in the same day.
Yeah. And these niggas got issues.
Yeah, this football team just ain't right, bro. What would you do? Let's say that this happened to you. You're on the football team. You're new to the school. They pick you up, stick the finger in your ass, stick it in your mouth. What happens next to King Jern? What do you do next after they cut the lights on and say, welcome to the team. You still got the taste of shit in your mouth. What do you do?
I go home that night. I come back to school, and it's a school shooting tomorrow.
And I'm laughing, but I figured that would happen. New Jersey has pretty loose gun laws, don't they?
Yeah, I mean.
Or at least enough to get around and motherfuckers getting killed on a regular basis.
It would be a school shooting the very next day. They'd be like, what happened? Like, dude went on a rampage at the school, man. I don't know what happened.
All wrong, man.
Yes, it's horrible.
All wrong. You get done with football practice, the last thing you want to do is get lifted off your ass by a bunch of dudes and get a finger in your ass and then a finger in your mouth. That's the worst shit. Yo, these niggas, they're lucky they just lost their football schedule. Some of these motherfuckers need to go to jail and see what it feels like.
I hope some charges are pressed. I mean, because this is horrible. Like, wow. I mean, you know, and then the coach said, I'm sure the coach claimed he didn't know nothing of it.
Of course, this is the first time it happened. This is the first that they've heard of it at any point. 20 seasons, bruh. The team is good. 20 seasons, they made the playoffs.
Mm.
3 state championships over the past 4 years.
A lot of finger in the asses, though.
A lot, apparently. I mean, maybe that's what you need for greatness, is a finger in the ass for greatness. I don't know.
I know what I'm telling the boys today at practice.
I'm
wearing a latex glove. Well, I can look up. Excuse me. I can't do it because that'll be gay, and that'll be like a molester. But I'm telling one of the kids at practice, I'm saying, hey, guys, I hear a team that won threes. Hey, look, I got one of my coaches. He won state championship. I got him to bring his rings to practice to show the kids that they kind of motivate him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? They can see one of my coaches, like, the nigga got fucking rings. Like, come on, man. Like, nigga champion. You know, trying to do all, I'm pulling out all the stops with this team, man.
Oh, don't pull out this stop there.
Oh, yeah.
Stop short of this one.
Can't do it.
Let's give them our winners and losers so we can get the fuck up out of here, man.
Hey, man, my winner this week, man, motherfucking Jesus, man. I was watching fucking CNN Parts Unknown with Anthony Bourdain, and who do I fucking see? Motherfucking Jesus walking around with Anthony Bourdain in the BX, baby.
Damn.
Goddamn, nigga, we made it. Nigga, CNN. And look, and the sad part is, he was on the same show with Cool Herc, Grandmaster Caz, what's the other nigga named? The other old ass nigga, Melly Mel or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Look. Jesus got more airtime than all them niggas, man.
What?
Nigga. My nigga made it, bro. Like, hey.
Hey, what, so, we don't get on TV?
That's why I told B's I need to retalk my contract because we done 100 and some procasts.
132.
Jesus done about 35, and this nigga on CNN, and we ain't even motherfucking sniff BET yet.
We need to get their managers.
I want to talk to my fucking union rep about B's, man. Something ain't right, man.
Since
GQ Blue has walked away, he's turned into our lawyer and our union rep. GQ Blue, get on the job, man. Get our contracts renewed, man.
We got to get this done, man, because Jesus and Mero did 4 episodes and they had a TV contract. And then they did another 3 episodes and now they on Bourdain. I know I saw somebody.
No, not they, just him.
Just him.
Mero over there shaking. Mero, what's going on? Kid Mero like, yo, the nigga Jesus might, might pull a Cisco and go down solo on your ass, my nigga.
Man, I done seen the Instagram. They got cars and shit. Hey, yeah, man, props to y'all for doing this shit right. Much respect, man.
It's all right, man. We just got to come from behind. We got to come from behind the mic and get in front of the camera, man. Show our beautiful faces, man.
I don't need to be in front of the camera, bro.
I mean, we can steal all the hoes, so all right. Come on.
I don't need to be in front of the camera.
That's what all it's going to take, man.
Nothing to see here. I don't know about you. Nothing to see here.
I mean, it's all right, man. Listen, man, we got to, we need a market. We need to get them the other market, man. Come on.
Let me get a body double, and then we'll be straight. We'll get that on, man. We'll get on there. Who's your loser for the week?
My loser this week is, let me see. I had a loser in my head.
Sounds like it's Be Easy out the gate.
No, it's not Be Easy, man. Be Easy winning. I mean, Be Easy is winning right now. He's still winning? This nigga's still winning, bro. Fuck that. I ain't got no loser this week, man. You know what I'm saying? I got in trouble for using the word loser, so not going to use
this. No losers this week.
No loser.
I got you.
Oh, no, I forgot. I'm a loser. Because the day at work, man, I was riding in the back room, man. I was riding on one of fucking scooter, and I lost control of that motherfucker, and I bust my ass on that concrete floor. I'm talking about my motherfucking knee and my elbow hurt like a motherfucker right now.
Oh, dog. You did not have an accident on a hover ride.
But, listen, I know I was riding a scooter, like one of them little electric, like a little motorbike or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And I lost control of that motherfucker. Hey, look, because, when I was riding and I started losing control, as a natural reaction, your grip tighten up, right? So my grip tighten up on the accelerator. And so I was just like, oh. So I hit the brake. And when I hit the brake, man, I flew over the handlebars about 3 feet. And I'm talking about, the only thing I thought about was, look, don't crush my motherfucking face and don't crush my motherfucking phone. So what I did was I fell on my damn elbow. So I went ahead and fall on my phone. And when I fell on my elbow, and then I kind of like held my head up, because if I would have knocked my teeth out, sorry, I would have been in bad shape, dog. So I was like, I got to keep my teeth and I got to keep my phone fixed. You know what I mean? Intact. So damn, my knee and my elbow paid for it. But when I flipped over the handlebar, sorry, I'm talking about that shit, goddamn. That shit hurt like, hey, look. And I laughed it off. That shit hurt like a motherfucker. I slapped that floor like, you should have heard this shit.
Ain't nobody get footage of this shit.
Man, hey, nobody. My dog was sitting right there, and then my ISIS fearing friend, he was sitting there laughing. He got a good laugh out of it, man. My other dude, he was like, man, what the fuck happened? And he was mad. He was like, man, what you doing mad about? I'm mad because I ain't see that shit. And I was like, oh, fuck you, man. He was just like,
that's the biggest shit.
Yes, man. This is a white guy. You know what I'm saying? This is the guy that told me Kansas City Royce was in.
It wouldn't be that motherfucker.
Yes.
Hell no. Hey, man. You all right? We need to get some workman's comp for you from Nappy Afro. We can just blame it on Nappy Afro.
I'm going to claim it on my Aflac. And you know, Beezy let us get Aflac now on the Nappy Afro thing. So,
Definitely got to claim that, man. Get that $5. You got your
fucking Edo, man. That shit, my knee and my elbow hurt like fuck, man. I'm telling you.
It's about an $8,000 copay, though.
Yeah, I'm laying out of work. I ain't going to work Saturday, man. Fuck that, man. I'm hurt.
God damn, man. Hey, I got your loser covered, though.
Go ahead.
the Texas Tech chapter of the International Fraternity of Phi Delta Theta.
Okay.
Being stripped of your charter because you dumb motherfuckers decided to have a party and you put up a banner that says, no means yes. Yeah. No means yes banner at a frat party. Of course, this is in Texas, like I said. So you motherfuckers is off. You're done. Good job, guys. Way to be fucking respectable human beings. Good luck to that shit. My winner this week is obviously the St. Louis Cardinals for making work of those losing ass Dodgers yet again. Just saying, you know, I remember this time last year we had Jerm talking about the Braves and how the Braves were going to do something and they didn't make it either. So it's just good to see that, you know, we back things that the universe is correct again. It'll be us against the Giants. We'll get the Giants this year.
Mm.
And we'll be in the last year again. It wasn't the Braves. How about that shit?
I'm asking a question. Not saying I'm asking who won last year between the Giants and the then they played last
did win. The Giants are the champs. You
know? Oh, they're the world champions? No, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean that lets you know, people, that I'm be honest, man. I think I fell out of love with baseball. I just can't watch it anymore. And I'm sorry. I have to admit that. So maybe I'm a loser. Double loser this week.
Nah, the fall is enough, bro.
It's only 65. It's only 65 brothers in the major league. So you know,
what's that?
Yeah, maybe if it had like 500, I'd watch.
500? Is that the 80s?
How many guys you think in the majors? It's like 30 teams. Or we got to make room for so we need at least 135.
135, but this ain't the 80s. Like the 80s is when it peaked out. He had 100 something. We ain't the 80s no more. Like teams had like 4 and 5 black people on the team in the 80s. This shit was high as fuck.
What happened, man? All those dudes married white women.
Oh, that's fucked up.
That's what happened, man.
Hey, the players, you got to look at how many people it take to play a baseball game.
Probably about 30.
So yeah, you're not going to get that many motherfuckers in the hood to just mount up and play baseball.
Yeah, out of 900 MLB players, yeah.
And then once you get to high school, all the black folks is playing football.
Yeah, so you're right.
So, yeah, we fuck with football heavy, we fuck with basketball heavy, and none of us want to do all that running that they do in baseball. So by the time we get to high school, it's over. I played baseball until I got to high school. Mm. I saw them motherfuckers running laps around the school. I said, fuck that. Mm. I'm not doing it. I came prepared for baseball practice that day. And I saw all the running. I said, nah.
Because on our baseball team in high school, we only had 2 black guys on it. Tion and fucking Daryl. We're the only 2 black dudes on the baseball team.
They had to have the blackest names, right? Tion and Daryl. You couldn't get a motherfucking John or Robert. Fucking Tion and Daryl.
Yeah. T-E-O-N-E-A-R-R-Y-L. Daryl.
Did they make it to the league?
No.
Did they make it to college?
Tion, because he played football and baseball.
See?
So Daryl just loved baseball, man.
Hey, man, if I could go back, I would play baseball. If
I played baseball as a kid, you know what I'm saying? But I stopped when I got, when I seen, woo, these niggas really, 12 years old. I was like, whoa, these niggas really serious about it. I got, about 11, 12. That's when I got to the point where I was like, I'm not really serious about baseball no more. It was fun to play when I was a kid because, you know, I used to either strike out or hit it deep. You know what I'm saying? I played in the field. You know, I get hit. You know what I'm saying? I had good hand-eye coordination, but I really didn't really give a fuck about learning the nuances. So I was a straight-up outfielder. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they put me on first base, but they seem like, nah, he can't do that shit. You know, I wanted to pitch one game. And coach, you know, we was kicking ass one game, so coach let me pitch. I got fucking rocked, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about.
Hey, shit. I think we talked about that on our sports episode before, about the different sports we played. I got crushed in the baseball game, too. I played damn near every position in the game, but catcher and short. I played every place else. And I fucking came in one day to pitch. We shutting this team down. It's like before they did the 10-point rule shit. So it was like 13-0 last inning. I'm up here, strike the first dude out. I'm feeling all hot. I'm like, let me try this curveball. Nigga, he hit that shit so fucking far, dog. And I actually, you know, I shed, you know, a young Sawright shed a little tear. Mm-hmm. I felt bad, man, because I blew it for my team. We had to shut out. This was in the playoffs. It was the top team, and we was kicking their ass. And I gave them a home run. I felt bad, man.
Mm.
I felt bad, man. But, you know, that's enough rambling for these motherfuckers. Give out a shout out so we can get up out of here, bro.
Man, shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to Everybody fucks with the fro, the usual suspects, man. Shout out to Senator GQ Blue. You know, man, you know, it was good having you in, man. You know, I understand. Yeah, man. You know, I understand. You know, he wanted, look, people, GQ Blue want to do shows, but because of his job, he can't do shows because we don't want to, man, ruin the young man's life, you know, with reckless shit we say. So that's the reason why y'all don't see Blue around here no more, man. It's, you know, he's still family. You know what I'm saying? But he gotta lay low for a little while. He probably gonna have to recreate a new little fucking image. You know, maybe take your fucking self out the fucking pictures. That way you can kinda, you know, say it's not you. But you know, I know how y'all vain cute boys is, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. So you know what I'm saying? I mean easy. All you gotta go is to a fucking avatar thing, come with a new name, you can come back. But, you know, you wanna be all up in the video. You know what I'm saying? Nigga sitting there shaking. Nigga taking selfies, nigga taking pictures with the mayor and the leader of the council, and then he come on here talk about raping bitches and shit.
Oh, he never said that.
Not him, but we talk about raping.
Yeah, it'd definitely be bad.
But he didn't say that. But it's just like, you know, then he come in here shouting out real. I was like, GQ Blue, man, come on, man. You can't do this. Like,
shouting out people that's going to college and writing books and
real,
shit.
Yeah, real, like, you know.
We just sat up here on this episode and mentioned shooting people at school. We can't. It can't work. Nah.
So like I said, he gonna have to lay low, come back, rebrand the image, you know, it might be GQ Red or, you know what I'm saying, TQ Blue, you know, something.
And props to GQ, props to B-Eazy, props to Dub, man. Hey, Dub is off in that R&B tip, man. I chatted with Dub the other day, but we might bring back Soul Nations. Nah, that ain't gonna happen. But still, yeah, you know, props to Dub.
You could just throw Soul Nations on Nappy Afro. Look, Nappy Afro, we can encompass all of that, man. We're fucking,
I tried. They don't want to hear, the people don't want to hear R&B. Because,
people don't comment on shit. So, but look, it's the people don't worry about the comments, dog. Like, I look at some big website, they don't get comments either. It'd be funny. And I'd be like, damn, these niggas get millions. Like, some people don't even want you commenting at all on their site. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like,
bring it back. Just go ahead and start doing the reviews and shit.
Start doing the reviews and shit. Like, let's give people something different, man. I mean, you know, that's why. I mean, I always been about that. Like, this is what we got a website for. This is our space to say what the fuck we want. So let's do it.
When are you gonna do the Pinky biopic on Nappy Afro?
Well, you know, me and her working on that.
We got to get that up on the site, man. The people need it. We got we got a banger every day. And Pinky ain't been a banger in that time.
I did see a video of her when she was doing an interview with a porn star, and she was doing the butt clap, you know, the butt clap thing in a room full of white dudes, and they stand up and gave her an ovation after that. That shit was just, yes, man, it's on YouTube. You know, I seen it on Facebook on my sister's page.
That's kind of special. She got an ovation from the white boys. They don't even like ass.
They was just like, they just seen her sit there and make that butt clap, 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 clap. They was just like, wow, they stand up and they was like, clap, clap. Now I'm just like, look at this boy.
Make white boys appreciate it, man. But that's been the episode, man. 132 of the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul. Oh, we got to let people know where we at. Instagram, Twitter.
Facebook, Stitcher. Like us on iTunes. Everything is at Nappy Afro, Napfro. Fuck with the crew at Saul Rap. At Cartera Zoo, at Basketball Bows, at Nappy Afro, at who else?
At GQ _ Blue.
Yeah, we're trying to clean him up right now.
And that one's done. He's got to come up with a new one.
Yeah, he's going to have to. Cause he can let the ratchet one. Yeah, you're going to have to do something. Because, you know, like, I understand you have to, you know. But we're going to rebrand GQ Blue. That's what me and Saul Wright, y'all, going to be. Find a way to get GQ Black here, but not as GQ Blue. Like,
yeah. We have to figure that shit out. We're all over the internet, man. All social media. Check us out. Buy some shit from the store. store.nappyafro.com.
Still open hoes.
What?
I said it's still open hoes.
I know it is. You know, please buy a mug. Niggas is drinking coffee and soda and shit. Drink it out of Nappy Afro mug. We'd appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? These dollars is the kind of thing we need to get our new staff up.
We need to get that 4-year-old on staff. If he was already goddamn passing our baggage in the daycare, hey. Like, that this is like somebody said, ethic. Young nigga move that dope for real. Like, young nigga, hey,
that nigga's work ethic is crazy, son.
That motherfucker, hey, that little, hey, son said he got to get it, boy. I like that nigga. He's a hustler, son. So I will adopt that little nigga. If he's able for adoption, I want him. So
it sounds like he is, because the auntie going to jail.
Shelbyville, Delaware. Hey, I'm coming to see about my little dog, 4-year-old hustler. good gracious, boy, man, he's gonna be a go getter, man. And look, like, look, he ain't get caught. And you know what I'm saying? He ain't get caught passing him out. That's the thing. Like,
nobody stopped him. Hand to hand, son.
Hand to hand. Like, he didn't gave like, a whole bunch of them. Like, yo, like, hey, like, you know, man. Like, one teacher probably kept the bag. And, like, a teacher probably like, nah, fuck.
That's probably where it's only $249.
He's honest. He probably like, telling you, man. So, yeah.
That's why $249. The teacher got that one bag.
Yes, and probably a couple bags. Cause that just—I know the mom was like, "Yo, I had more than that in there."
Right. You got 249 bags. Hold up. That should have been 260. This is some bullshit. Yeah. God damn. Hey man, we're not getting in that game. I'm just saying. If we was though, we already got the connect.
Yeah.
So this has been episode 132 of the Frocast. I'm your man, Sawright, a.k.a. Fuck the Police. Sitting there with King Germ, and we will holler at y'all next time. Oh, we are not going to be back next week. Unless y'all do the show, because I'm going to be in Vegas.
Woo! Sawright going to Vegas.
I got to go see Walter White.
Okay, that's what's up, man. So goddamn, me and Be Easy might pull out something out of rabbit out the hat. You know, record some on Monday or Tuesday. So yeah, man, it might be a throwback. You know, not always throwbacks all right, but this, you know, throwback 2.0, it might be a B-Eazy King Jern show.
Shit, that'd be like episode 3 of the Frocast.
Yeah, man.
That's when that started, way back. God damn. So, yeah, y'all won't hear from me next week. You might hear from the fellas. We will holler at y'all next time on the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Yeah, yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, a.k.a. The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.